Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 1, The Dawn of the Guardian. Title, The Genesis of the Trust Guardian and the Birth of AI. In the heart of the bustling city, nestled among a forest of towering skyscrapers, a young man named Bidzil Bey found himself in the epicenter of the financial world. His office, dimly lit by the city's ambient glow, was a testament to the complex world he was about to navigate. Strewn across his desk were a myriad of financial reports, legal documents, and trust agreements, each one a piece of the intricate puzzle of trust administration and compliance. Bidzil was not just any young man, he was a legal prodigy, fresh out of law school, with a keen interest in the intersection of law, finance, and technology. His journey was just beginning, a journey that would lead him deep into the labyrinthine world of trust law, a world filled with fiduciary duties, asset conveyances, and beneficiary rights. His mission was clear, to revolutionize the way trusts were administered. He envisioned a future where the complexities of trust law could be simplified, where compliance could be ensured with the click of a button, and where transparency was not just a goal, but a reality. This was the genesis of the Trust Guardian, a concept that would merge the legal expertise of a trust officer with the efficiency and precision of artificial intelligence. It was a bold idea, one that would challenge the status quo and transform the industry. The birth of the Syntactical Trust was the first step in this journey. This innovative approach to trust administration harnessed the power of AI to streamline processes, enhance transparency, and strengthen compliance. It was a game changer, a tool that would redefine the way trusts were managed. As Bidzil delved deeper into the world of trust law, he began to understand the true potential of the Syntactical Trust. It was not just a tool, it was a paradigm shift, a new way of thinking about trust administration. And it was just the beginning.
Temple, make a prayer with my shoes off. Rule 17, I'm the holder in due course.
Got a mortgage loan, I discharge it without following the chapter 11. I'm trying to make connections and pass a message to my people, cause the mortgage over 5 years, man, is illegal. It's a crown in the fee simple estate. Rule 17, I'm coming in as the G. Open the books up when they dusty. Got a 3% interest for my trustees. Held a meeting with the chancellor. Got a 9-8 for my son, the grantor. Pushing all this paperwork, my hands sore. I don't make a contract with a landlord. Business on the private side, I'm foreign. I don't go to court and entertain the argument. I'm above the hypocrites and jargon. Now the prosecutor trying to make a bargain. Hoping I don't call upon the cavalry, cause we can go to the ocean and deal with amnesty. While I'm making prayer with my shoes off, endorsing all these instruments to hold her in due course.
This is what you do if you living in New York. DBA 130, hold her in due course. In the temple, make a prayer with my shoes off. Rule 17, I'ma hold her in due course. This is what you do if you living in New York. DBA 130, hold her in due course. In the temple, make a prayer with my shoes off. Rule 17, I'ma hold her in due course.
Into our conference room. Seems more seemly a setting for what
I have to say to you. I started as a salesman, Mr. Beale. I sold sewing machines and automobile parts, hairbrushes, and electronic equipment. They say I can sell anything. I'd like to try to sell something to you. Valhalla, Mr. Beale. Please sit down.
Meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it. Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock, all necessities provided, all anxieties tranquilized, all boredom amused. And I have chosen you, Mr. Beale, to preach this evangel.
Why me?
Because you're on television, dummy. 60 million people watch you every night of the week, Monday through Friday.
I have seen the face of God.
You just might be right, Mr. Beale.
That evening, Howard Beale went on the air to preach the corporate cosmology of Arthur Jensen.